Here in the United States, authorities continue to deal with severe flooding in central and southern Texas. A foot of rain fell today in parts of the state that normally see just about 2 feet per year. Nearly 4,000 people have been evacuated. 8 people have died. Authorities say water levels seem to be subsiding, but they're warning of more rain in the coming week. Kathy Coulihan has this report.
It appears to have been two types of flooding that affected the 20-some counties surrounding San Antonio. Record rainfall over 6 days blocked roads, homes, and interstates as super-saturated grounds could take in no more water. In other areas, water roared into creeks and rivers, causing them to rise quickly. Overflowing their banks, the waters have knocked some houses off their foundations, pushing refrigerators, cars, and tall trees through roaring rapids. As rains have eased, water levels in some rivers and lakes upstream are going down. But there's been widespread damage, which authorities say will run into the tens of millions of dollars. In Medina County, just west of San Antonio, state officials feared a dam would break after an inspection yesterday indicated cracks in the structure. The Medina River flowed at dangerously high levels this week. But at a news conference this afternoon, officials announced the dam is stable, at least for the time being. State troopers estimate some 1,500 families were evacuated. Officials say they're hoping to send them home tonight. In nearby Bandera County, some families have been stranded at home for 6 days. Sheriff James McMillan says officials are conducting emergency repairs on the roads so families can get out. Nearly every subdivision in this area has low water crossings, effectively blocking entry and exit. An average of 12 inches of rain fell on this community every day for 3 days. In some places, the totals were 2 and 3 times that amount. Sheriff McMillan says in 3 days, the county recorded 3 floods of a severity expected only once every 100 years. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Coulihan in New Braunfels.